Okay, so that'll, well, it'll just give you a lowdown on it, because right now it's the repeater's running on that software. I need to keep that running. You can just download HandVoip and maybe test it on one of your flashcards. You'll get the same problem. It's not running an EXT. It's running a FAT32. So you go and format your SD card to 32 gigs at a FAT32, and then you go and use Win32 or Etcher. They recommend Etcher. So I've tried Etcher. Etcher doesn't work either. So then, you know, the card reads at 32 gigs, you know, as it's formatted as. As soon as you put the program on there, it starts reading at 3.7 gigs. Stupid. And when I look in HandVoip's files or their system, it says, oh, there's no reason why to resize your drive or resize your card. Now, I'm wondering if it's been like this for years. I've never noticed it until now, but now I need the extra room because the stuff that I'm doing, like recording, for instance, the analog side of the repeater records, and I want it to record at least 10 days worth of audio because, you know, I don't go out there and listen to everything. I don't even monitor the analog side. I'm just sitting here, you know, listening to D-Star more than anything. And D-Star has priority over this analog stuff all the way. So if D-Star keys up, analog's history. But I want to still be able to monitor it, you know, through the recording system. And I don't have the space because their software is junk and doesn't partition properly. You know, it's funny, ASL3 will work, but I can't get Newsline to play on it. I can't get, and I really need the Newsline and the Broadcastify working more than anything else. So I really don't know what to do with this problem.